Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So before we dig into this week's episode, I, of course, have to remind you that applications for my group coaching program, the Purpose to Service Academy, opens up on October 12th. So the Purpose to Service Academy is my 12-month group coaching program where I teach and coach overwhelmed coaches and online experts how to create more ease in their business by building a solid foundation and also creating and launching their signature service offer. So every single day, I see so many coaches who are overwhelmed because they are either trying to juggle and market multiple different offers, they don't have any set clear client boundaries, and in some cases, they really just don't have a solid business foundation. And I don't want you to experience this because I have been there as well, and I know for a fact that when you're overwhelmed, you can't show up the way you want to for your clients, and you really can't show up for yourself and take care of yourself as well. So I am doing everything that I can in this program to like remove that overwhelm, to create more ease, but also make sure that you are making money in the process. So applications for the Purpose to Service Academy open up on October 12th, and to get on the waitlist and to get all of the special waitlist perks, all you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/waitlist. And I will also leave that link for the waitlist in the description for this week's show notes as well. All right, so we are in week 4 of our 6-week series on how to build a sustainable coaching business with intention. So far, we've talked about how to get clear on what you really want, understanding who you're serving and what you're promising, and 3 ways to make the most out of your pre-launch phase. So this week, we are going to tackle the 4th step in my signature framework, which is all about packaging up your knowledge into your signature offer. So this is really the meat of the Purpose to Service Academy because it's where we focus on turning your framework that we created into your new coaching program. So this is a big step, and inside of the Academy, we consider this to be like a big milestone step because this is the thing that you're going to consistently be selling to your audience and ultimately the offer that you're going to be known for and what you're going to continue building your brand around. So because that does feel like a lot of pressure to so many people, like, oh my goodness, this is my signature offer. It has to be perfect. This is what people are going to know me for. Because there is so much pressure around that, what I've noticed is that so many coaches overthink what exactly should go inside of their program, so much to the point where they make it so complicated that it's either way too overwhelming for their clients or it feels all over the place. So this week, I wanted to dig into how to make your coaching program, and specifically the curriculum inside of your coaching program, a lot less overwhelming and uncomplicated. So let's start with your overall curriculum for your program. So the Purpose to Service Academy is what they call a hybrid program, meaning there is of course, coaching from me, but there is also a course inside of the programs that my clients do flow through. So they go through the Purpose to Service course, and then we have those bi-weekly coaching calls where I'm coaching them on specific topics that are included in the course, or I'm coaching them through any questions or like roadblocks that that they may have run into as they were going through the curriculum. So your program may not be set up in that way, and that is completely fine, but you do still need to have some sort of curriculum to take your clients through during each of your coaching calls. So the last thing that you want to do is hop on a coaching call and you and your clients are just sitting there looking at each other. Like, you don't want that to happen. So you still need a curriculum of sorts to take your clients through as you're working together. So the number one way that I see coaches complicate their curriculum is that they try to jam pack their program with literally everything that they know, even then they overthink if it's enough value being added. Like, I have been there. I have tried to pack in my entire brain into a program and then still look at all the content, look at all that value, and still wonder if I'm doing enough. So I definitely understand how that can feel. And while wanting to make sure that your clients, of course, have enough content or exercises or, you know, questions to ask or to go through to make sure that they're getting a real transformation, you don't want to overwhelm them with so much to where they feel like your program is just completely impossible for them to go through. So I want you to remember that you are 3 to 4 steps ahead of where your clients currently are. So they don't necessarily need to know everything that you know. They don't need to tap into every part of your brain, at least not all at once. So here is how I suggest toning down your content, your program curriculum just a bit to make it a lot more easier on you to create and also easier for your clients to consume. So first, I suggest starting with what they absolutely need to know or do in order to reach their desired end goal. So I want you to strip down that whole big long outline that you have created. Strip it down to the essentials of what your clients really need in order to get that transformation that you're promising. So when I first created the original curriculum for the Purpose to Service Academy, I started writing out the lessons around launching. So that is a big piece inside of the academy. And I started with showing my clients how to launch one way. And then I thought, oh, there is a way to launch with a webinar. And then I thought, oh, they can now launch with just their email list. And now they can launch while doing live videos. And you know, there's so many different ways that you can launch your offer. And the next thing I knew, I had this super long, drawn out, complicated lesson about the 6 different ways that you can launch your service offer. And while that is all great information, like pat myself on the back, it was good, my clients just wanted to know how to put their offer out into the world. And that's it. They didn't need 6 different options of how to do that. They just wanted to know the least complicated way to finally launch their service offer. And I wrecked my brain for weeks adding in all of those different scenarios and all of those different tips and all of those different exercises and all of those different templates and just all the things. I wrecked my brain, y'all, for so long, and it wasn't even needed at that particular moment. So when first creating your offer and deciding on which content or questions or exercises you need to bring up in your client calls, stick with the essentials at first. Now, that does not mean that one, you can skimp out on the value and just give your clients just any old thing. That is not what I am saying. You still have to show up. And remember, it is still your job to provide your clients with what they need to see a real transformation. But you don't have to give everything at one time. Like, you don't. So you can always evolve. You can always go back and revamp. You can always go back and add new content. So I'm currently revamping a few lessons inside of the academy right now. So you can always go back in and add more or revise as needed. And also get that feedback from your clients to know what needs to be changed, what needs to be updated, what could be better explained so that they are fully understanding it. You're not creating this program for yourself, you're creating it for your clients. So you need to put something out there to get their feedback so that you know what needs to be added. So please do not hold yourself up from launching your offer because you feel like you need to add in all of this extra content in order for it to be valuable enough. I think that is also actually something that is rooted in fear. We hold ourselves back because, you know, our offer doesn't have enough value. It's not perfect enough. It doesn't have all of these things. And when in actuality, you're just afraid of being judged. You're afraid of putting it out there for people to make opinions about. And we really do have to push past that mindset, because if you never put it out into the world, you never know what could be added. You'll never know how you can make it better. So please don't get caught up in thinking that you literally have to download your brain into your client's brain, because they don't need all of that right now. You are three to four steps ahead of them. You know a lot more than them, and you're supposed to, but that doesn't mean that you need to quickly have them catch up to where you are. All right, so another way to uncomplicate your program curriculum is to stop focusing on all of the bells and whistles. So I can guarantee you that your program does not need all of those pretty graphics in your videos, or for you to be recording in a professional studio, or even for your worksheets to be professionally made by some big graphic designer. Yes, you should try to make things look neat and on brand and actually like you care, but stop getting so hung up on the aesthetics. Like, I cannot preach that enough. It does not have to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. You don't have to put out this pretty shiny thing with your videos with the sparkles and the screens dropping in, and you don't have to record in this big massive studio. As y'all can see who are watching on YouTube, I'm literally in my home office with like my printer in the background. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And if I had like a dollar for every time someone said they couldn't launch because they didn't have the right camera, I wouldn't even need this podcast. I'd be rich enough to not even have to talk to y'all every single week. So stop trying to make it perfect. I legit recorded my last round of program videos on my iPad. Like, I just made sure that I recorded on a nice sunny day. I caught that natural light and everything was fine. Like, your clients are not needing all of those bells and whistles. Now, as your program grows, as your business grows, as your income grows, if that's something that you want to achieve too, That is perfectly fine. I would love to have my program curriculum recorded in like a professional kind of setting with like big fancy TV cameras. But until I'm in a space where I can afford that, and when I say afford that, meaning there is nowhere else for me to put that money in my business, I'm going to keep recording it on my iPad or on my little point and shoot camera that I have, or on my laptop's computer. So stop focusing on perfecting the bells and whistles for your program and focus on doing what is needed to get your clients the transformation that you promised. That is all you need. Stop focusing on perfecting the bells and whistles for your program and focus on doing what is needed for your clients to get the transformation that you promised. All of that other fancy stuff, the graphics, the pretty worksheets, all of that can come later. So when I was one-on-one coaching, all of my worksheets were made in a Google Doc, and that's literally what I sent to my clients. I made a copy, sent it to each one of my clients. And you know what? It wasn't fancy by any means, but it did what it needed to do, and my clients still got amazing results. And eventually I was able to, you know, create my really nice physical workbooks, but that was years later. Like, that was not a goal. My goal was, one, helping my clients to get a real transformation, and two, generating profit in my business. So stop trying to do the most. And this is coming from me. I am the queen of doing the most, y'all. And if I'm okay with just sending out a simple Google Doc to my clients at first, like, that's fine. It is completely fine. All right, so the last way to stop overcomplicating your program curriculum is to stop leaving so much room for customization. So this is why it's important for you to know not only who you're helping, but to also have a solid framework that you can follow. So when you begin to go against your own framework, or even your own like set curriculum that you have created, you find yourself creating an entirely new curriculum for each and every client. And I used to have a really, really bad habit back when I was one-on-one coaching of adding extras into my coaching program to the point where I would completely ignore the curriculum that I had set or like the framework that I had created for my offer. So if I noticed that a client was struggling with time management, I would hurry up and go create this walkthrough video, you know, teaching my client how to better manage their time. Or if I saw that a client still wasn't nailing down like their target audience or whatever, I would go and create this whole spreadsheet to help them to figure it out. Now, don't get me wrong, you can over deliver. There is nothing wrong with that. But if you're doing that so much to the point where you're getting off track with your framework, you're getting off track with the curriculum that you've created, then you're going to find yourself just customizing everything inside of your program. And that is not sustainable at all. And we all know when it's not sustainable, it leads to overwhelm. And when you're overwhelmed, you end up burnt out. And when you're burnt out, you can't serve your clients or take care of yourself. So instead of trying to create all these extras or all these resources or customizing your program to fit each and every one of your clients, instead, take a note of any common roadblocks that come up with working with your clients and add those things to your list for when you revamp or add to your curriculum. So if you notice that a lot of your target audiences are, or your clients are struggling with figuring out their target audience, then you know when you go back to revamp your curriculum that you either need to re-explain it or add in some new exercises or add in some new resources to help them to get a better understanding of what it is that you are trying to help them accomplish. So don't feel like you need to go in and revamp and customize everything right then. You can take notes and do that later. All right, you guys, so if you don't take anything else away from this episode, I want you to remember that there is always an opportunity for you to go back and make your program curriculum even better than what it already was. So stop letting perfection stop you from either putting your offer out into the world or consistently marketing your offer. I'm currently right now on my third revamp of the Purpose to Service curriculum, and I took my time with it mostly because you don't know what needs to be changed until your clients go through what you already have. So if you are hesitating and sitting on your hands and not putting your offer out into the world, you don't have any feedback to go off of to even know where in your program your clients are getting stuck, where in your program needs to be better explained, or where in your program needs to be revamped or expanded on. You don't know until you put it out there. But if you keep sitting on your hands waiting for the perfect curriculum, you're never going to get anywhere. So please stop sitting on your ideas and doing nothing with them. And don't worry, because this is something that we dig really deep into inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So we talk all about how to create a solid offer without making it super overcomplicated and how to get that feedback from your clients as they are progressing through your program. So don't forget, applications for the Purpose to Service Academy open up on October 12th. And trust me, you want to be on the wait list. So all you have to do is head over to alishiarobertson.com/waitlist to join us. And you guys, as always, I want to hear your thoughts about this episode. So head over to Instagram and tag me and let me know what your biggest takeaway was about from this episode. And I will see you guys next week for part 5 of our 6-week series on building a sustainable coaching business with intention. Bye. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram @TheAlishiaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.